today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So we push the TV. Resistance happens, and my sister, who's pretending like she's not paying attention,
but she's
locked
in.
Old hairy eyeball.
Yeah, she's just
like,
waiting.
See? I said, hold on a second.
Now, when she says that in your household, is it like us saying yes, yes?
I don't know if that was true.
That's true.
I don't remember that. I don't remember talking about that.
What was said?
I don't think that's what was said. I think you're just saying that because that's what you want.
Why? What else would you suggest then?
I actually think that we should
fight to the death. That's what I
think. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So I'm dragging today.
No.
I appreciate all the people that are sending me advice on keto, and I will take more because it's valuable and I'm enjoying it, and it's very, very helpful. It is a relatively small community, so please feel free.
So do you think the energy level is keto-based?
I think that sometimes what I've read about this program is that, you know, once in a while, you'll drag a little bit.
Okay.
And between yesterday and today, it's kind of carried over into today. But, you know.
Mike!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm there.
Long night? Partying? Like, would you go out?
Christmas party.
Party.
Not like you guys. I didn't have a party to go to yesterday. So everything's fine. So we were going to start with the football picks. By the way, we're going to pick our football picks, which now... This is the equivalent of going out and playing a terrible round of golf, and by about 10 holes in, you lose interest.
Yeah.
So I've officially lost interest now in the football pick simply because I have, really, outside of a miracle, I have no chance of catching.
Am I the only one who thinks Mike can run the table?
You got to
come back and win.
You got to believe in miracles, Mike.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's not going to happen.
Any given Sunday.
I'm a realist. First and foremost, I'm a realist. I know many of you might think I'm an idealist, but no. I am a realist. And so
you may say you're a dreamer, but you're not the only one.
Yeah, so unnecessary. but anyway, getting back to, but you wanted to say it. I know you did. I heard you guys talking about the party. And apparently what I read between the lines is that there is something bloom involved in the did Glenda come to the party?
No.
But this is just about our man.
Pony Boy Blue.
Yeah.
And look, before we get to this, this is not like a situation where we're going into the Bloom Room to make fun of the man or tease him or.
Hey, you don't have to qualify that. I can't. It's my right as a broadcaster to pick up. In fact, I'll talk up the most wonderful time
right.
of the year.
Please,
okay?
please.
Just so you know, Oscar, and
for what your frame of mind is.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you this, okay? It is my right as a broadcaster to pick on anybody, and they can pick on me. And if we fight, screw you if you're too sensitive.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, Mike, it's your right, but today it would be Maddie's right.
Yeah, because she was in the thick of it. I was an observer. Oscar saw it probably, or it was described to Oscar.
I was in the grassy knoll. I was in the grassy knoll.
But
so I kind of saw it. I didn't see it. So
yesterday
we had a fantastic potluck dinner. I wouldn't even call it a party; just a potluck dinner with our
soiree.
Podcast Village staff, and a couple of people brought their girlfriends or their wives, and that's about it. Nothing crazy.
Any hotties?
Of course, Mike.
Yeah,
I would be
all the PV hotties
in this.
Marcus
in
was
this
there.
Me Too world. Everyone is attractive and has some qualities.
Exactly.
Just checking.
Inner
beauty as well. Yeah. Mike, Maddie, of all people, who you know, I think of all the characters and cast members here on the show, picks and chooses when she likes to discuss certain aspects of her coworkers. But she made no bones about it that the exit that Mr. Ponyboy Matt Bloom made yesterday was the most awkward, most interesting exit she's ever had.
All right, let me focus this a little bit. So you're talking about going to the party having some adult beverages, having some great food, and you alluded to the food being fantastic, and then during her discussion, Maddie started talking about Matthew.
Yes.
Well,
otherwise known as Pony Boy.
I watched this situation brewing because Pony loves to be the first one to leave anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. Were you a premature baby?
Because, probably.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to set this up as a listener. This is almost like story time 101.
Why don't you tell? Why don't you teach us, Mike? We just
I'm getting it from the listener's perspective. So here's what, and believe it or not, I react when you guys are telling a story like this like a listener. So I want to know what the setup was. Were you all gathered around a table?
Oh, this is a great question. Great question.
Yeah.
So the conference room was turned into what was the banquet table.
Cool.
So, yeah. So the conference room is now the banquet table. And it was a buffet style. You'd walk around and then take your plates into the edit bay, or what we like to call
the bullpen.
And everybody sat at their stations right in front of their computer.
Kind of right about the same time. Everybody broke bread about the same time.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. A party actually started at 6 o'clock, Mike. I thought it started at 3.
Well, see, that's 6 o'clock. Yeah. See, I like that already. Then it's like a dinner party with everybody sitting there at the table, which doesn't happen in America.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Should.
And then we had some of the team members or part-timers that showed up after their other jobs.
Right.
Dahlia came after class. She's in the middle of finals. That was kind of the 3-4 hours she took out of her day to come hang with the team. She didn't have to do that. And everybody brought something. It was fun. A great festive atmosphere.
Holiday
anybody
music.
Get out of control?
No.
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 Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to call one person out, and I still don't know, there's a sidebar investigation happening.
Happening even as we speak.
When we were cleaning up, and it was like these final, like making sure like nothing sticky the next day, everything can go to work. I found a mug, an Oh My Goff mug. That's why I don't know if it's an Oh My Goff team member or somebody borrowed one that was filled with buffalo chicken dip. And I still don't know who did it, because when I went to pour it out, I thought it might have been some sort of vitamin C drink or sun-kissed beverage.
Yeah, it wasn't pourable.
It wasn't pourable. It just glopped out onto the sink.
If the buffalo chicken dip is not kept warm, say in a crock pot or a steam table, it will solidify.
Like Frank's Red Hot or something
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Being married to a woman who is constantly monitoring her appearance, that stuff is very commonly used as kind of a seasoner because it's not high in calorie.
Oh,
that's what I.
Yeah,
well,
and
it was
when
delicious.
You go to get a wing. It was we delicious. Get wings at a bar, like at a Buffalo bar. Mm-hmm. If you get wings, they mix it with like margarine or butter.
Yes.
to make it more of a hearty. But the
stuff
itself,
and the chicken dip,
very
probably,
lot of vinegar in it.
Mike, the chicken dip itself, not as low cal, even though it features the hot sauce. It also features, I believe, cream cheese, sour cream, and a bag of grated cheese.
Yeah,
so it is substantial.
Around,
and poached chicken.
I would say 10 p.m. Everybody left by 9:30. Around 10 p.m.
I mean, that's sedate. If that's all you got,
that's
is
all
an
I got,
Oh My Goff mug with some wing sauce in it, you are gold.
Don't know what happened. We'll figure that out later. It's a good night. A good night.
Right. So Rob Ford chew with his mouth open?
No. He was at Rob Ford was actually very cordial yesterday.
Well, there's one thing I'd like to bring up about Rob Ford.
Oh, I must have missed it.
Yeah. Do you want it before or after the pony thing? Because the Rob Ford thing is great.
I don't know. I'm just
the pony
thing.
Let Maddie basically, I think Maddie should go first because Rob Ford can go into other Rob Fordables.
This is the story she told at the dinner table.
This is the story that she witnessed, and I walked in because after Pony Boy had left the actual Pony Boy, has just gotten up from his station. After,
I think there's someone at the door.
After he left. Everybody started cracking up, and I said, what just happened? Yeah.
And I should say, there is a preamble that I think I should set up before we get to Maddie. Pony, as I said earlier, loves to be the first to leave anything, and he has a tell. He gets up, and he starts to slowly put on his coat, and he will pack up his bag, and he'll pace.
Because he won't take the initiative to say goodbye.
No, he will almost go in a figure. As a matter of fact, when we are fruitcaking— and the situation is similar. My stepmother, Kathy, who has been with Pony maybe a total of 10 hours total ever, she says to me, Rob, Pony's pacing. That means he's getting ready to ask to leave. You better make him mop now. Because that's exactly where it's at. And so at one point, Pony is standing opposite me in
you
the room.
Okay, oh there. You
yeah,
are,
I'm,
did you,
I was
if,
trying
if
to
if you see it on camera, he just stroked out.
I was Pony is standing opposite the length of the room from me with his coat on, with his bag, but not doing anything. And I said, are you still leaving? And I said, do you need permission to leave? He says, I was talking to Pat. He was not talking to Pat. Pat was seated facing away from him in a conversation with someone else. So this is when Pony approaches another group of people, which includes Dahlia and Maddie and a few other young ladies.
Yes.
And I'm watching this go down. And Maddie, this is where you can sort of take over.
Well, so Pony gives hugs to everybody. It's all joyous, big hugs. Love it. And I'm like looking away, and all of a sudden I look up, and standing in front of me is Pony with just his hand out for a handshake, as if like he just went around giving everybody a hug, but I just get an awkward handshake.
So everybody that's there gets a hug, and you didn't get the goodbye hug?
No, Mike, I look up and just a hand is in front of my face.
Yeah. And you know, the culture of the Mike O'Mara show, when we haven't seen each other or when we're at a function, we're huggers.
We are huggers.
Yeah.
We hug.
Yeah.
I don't see Rob and Oscar. I don't see him for a while. I go in for it. We all do. It's not an over the top grab the ass kind of hug.
No, not a kiss on the neck or nuzzle kind of hug.
In fact, I would describe it as a very slightly awkward hug when we see each other.
And that's also kind of like we're almost like if we're athletes. A tap tap.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Hug, tap tap.
And
also
it's always a hug.
And it's hard when I hug Oscar because he's frail. And I don't want to hurt him.
That is true.
But also I saw the handshake, and it really, if you were at a distance, the body language was if he was handing her a halibut. It was just very tentative and gentle.
I know what you're talking about. And this move is, I got it recently, and I don't know who I got. Oh, I got it at the doctor's office.
Okay.
I went in for my annual physical a couple of days ago, and I walk in, and there is this wonderful nurse who's a good friend of our family's and great with Michael. She's got a couple of kids on her own. I'm trying to think that she's very, very attractive. She's pretty girl.
Knockout. So,
boy, I'm trying to think did I just gross you out?
No,
I
said knockout.
I said she's a knockout.
Knockout. I'm trying to think the celebrity she most resembles.
What color is her hair?
Oh, my God.
Let's just say she's hot.
I don't want to say hot because she's just, I don't want to go there because she's so nice. She's so nice that I don't perceive it, but she is attractive
enough.
What
about a MILF?
You're not helping.
Because she's not old enough. She's a young mom.
Oh, got it.
And, my God. I would say I'm just stabbing here. A little Naomi Campbell-ish.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Very nice.
But
a friendlier Naomi Campbell.
Just a great person. Always been there at this office, and we love her, and she's terrific. And so I extend the hand like I do when a woman is, better looking than I have any business hugging. And I think it's over, and she goes, come here. And it was
hug it out.
The hugs.
Yes.
But I understand.
But it would have been worse if you had gone in for a hug.
If I went in for the hug and it was rebuffed.
Unresponsive. Because like, there is a point of no return.
We'll have a little of that in news you may not need.
Okay.
This gets worse.
Yes.
Because
the
handshake to a colleague that you've been working with for 5 years.
Yeah. And you said
after you gave hugs to everyone else turns into.
It's more. 5 years doesn't bother me nearly as much as the hugs to everybody. And Maddie, you had to notice. Can you tell us, was it two people, three people? How many hugs were given by Pony before he got...
Because he's not done yet. He's not done with this awkwardness.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Okay.
All right, I would say ahead. Two or three
hugs.
Yeah.
That would bug me too.
Maddie, and if you... as the goodbyes are happening, people are sitting in almost a semicircle of chairs.
Yeah, you know how it happens at a party. They break off into subgroups.
Yes. I get it.
Yeah.
So Maddie's at one end of the circle, and then there are probably three or four more female members of the team that he's saying goodbye to. And Maddie, I'll let you take over from here.
Well, I think after he extended his hand, all I could do was burst out laughing, like in his face.
Certainly cheerful, but this was a different
in
laugh.
His face.
So after that, I think he was too scared to say goodbye to anybody else.
So Maddie has a great drunk laugh or buzzed laugh.
Yes,
like and this is a testament to you because I've never really heard you laugh out loud with like a belly laugh because we're in here and she's in the control room.
Right, exactly.
But when you hear it.
Also, the show's not very funny.
Very true. When you hear it, you're like, something's happening.
Right.
So then Dahlia automatically says, fine, I'll say it. So Dahlia gets into Dahlia mode, which
and
is
she entered in Dahlia triple Dahlia mode.
Yeah, like yeah. right yeah. out of middle finals. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, she's into it. She's yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's yeah, coming yeah. ready to
so
play.
So Dahlia says, "Oscar, you're not going to believe what a robot we work with." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "He." And points a pony boy that just walked out. He said, he came to me and he, I think, between this awkward exchange with Maddie and then one of our other team members with that he tried to side hug, that it was an awkward side hug. He goes, he comes to me, he looks down and I go and hug Pony. So this is, so imagine me sitting in a chair and then Rob is standing in front of me and Rob is Pony and I'm Dahlia and I hug and then Pony just goes, keeps his hands like he's Jesus Christ on top of Rio.
Yeah, it looks like a crucifix with the body has fallen off the cross.
Are we going to be able to hear from the man himself a little bit here?
So I'm getting a
Are you ready to kill the bill already?
I'm getting a play-by-play from everyone after he's left on how awkward this man is with
Bridget.
The sex that is not his.
Yeah,
because everyone else, like the guys, like, yeah, goodbye, goodbye. And then it's a side hug, no hug, handshake.
Bring it in, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Now, Pony Boy.
Was what? Angie at the party?
Angie was not at the party. No. Someone just was just using her mug.
Okay.
We'll find out who.
Yeah.
Now, Pony Boy. Your rice and the food you brought was genius, fantastic.
Pony made a homemade curry that would knock your face in the dirt. It was delicious.
Did it have any protein in it? Any protein in
yes,
it?
Yes, chicken.
Yeah.
Steak.
Steak and steak. God. Just fantastic.
Chicken and steak?
Yes.
No chicken. I don't know where it's
chicken. It was a steak curry?
Well, what was the thing that tasted like chicken?
Was it a potato?
Might have been.
Maybe it wasn't as good as I thought. Now I got to know. Before we move in, I got to know. Rob said chicken.
I thought there was chicken in it.
Did you just inhale it so much that you didn't even notice it?
No, I maybe he cooked it down so much that it lost the characteristics
of beef. It was skinny chicken. It was almost like flank steak.
What was it?
Yeah, it was a steak. It was like a flank steak with carrots and onions and potatoes all chopped up and finally cooked.
It, you thought was chicken.
I'll cop to it.
The curry covered.
Do you understand the point I'm making, Oscar? I'm thinking that the spoonfuls were probably inhaled to such a degree that he couldn't identify the friggin' protein. Come on now.
This man wasn't built in an hour. Look at him. You know, we're good to go.
Overly sauced.
Would you like to weigh in on this this awkwardness?
Well, you know, the only thing that I would say is with Dahlia and I have this bit where I drive her crazy and she hates me for it. So
wait a second.
Hold it a bit.
You just can't make those dramatic.
Yeah. When did this
statement.
Bit start with you two?
I think last week and during the fruitcaking, where I'll say
it's
things.
Such a
that
pony story, isn't it?
Aggravate.
I think an hour ago.
I love it.
I think an hour ago when I made it up.
I love it.
Do you realize the close proximity of Podcast Village and the even closer proximity of working in a 1,000 square foot kitchen? If there's a bit, we're probably going to know about it too.
Probably.
So this might be a bit that exists only in your head.
If you say the bit is between you two. Then we understand.
You realize that this is sort of the plot of the Joker movie. He has a bit, but only he knows it's a bit.
Remember, I'm a friend when you come back in here. We got a security door.
Yeah, we're very friendly. We love you.
So, Pony, you have a bit. What happened with the hug?
The hug, I was jokingly like not being super affectionate to her. That was the joke.
Okay, now hold on. Okay. Now, see, that makes sense to me. I can see Dahlia saying, you know, come here. And then Pony just going, don't touch me. See? All right. Advantage Pony.
Okay,
I'm with Pony on that one.
What happened with the side hug with Allison?
Yeah.
Oh, everything else was just awkward.
Okay.
But yeah, Dahlia at least wasn't.
What the hell? Sorry about that.
And then with the handshake with Maddie.
Oh, the handshake with Maddie was... basically not, she was sitting down, I was like right next to her, and I just didn't want to like loom down and awkwardly
hug.
Yeah, like
Maddie,
counterpoint. Yes. Everybody was sitting down this whole time.
Yeah, nobody stood, and that's
so
another
he hugged people that were sitting down.
Yes.
That's
and that was awkward because then people had to get up.
When Pony leaves, no one stands. They just stay.
Well, they're used to him bowing.
Yeah, I know.
Pony.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you respond if
Please.
You disagree.
Well, you know what? I don't.
Thank you.
I don't necessarily disagree, and I don't know how to defend myself in this situation. So I'm not saying
that's
anything.
An honest answer. That's an honest answer.
He's been. Yeah, I believe every word that's come out of his mouth.
Did you feel the tension after you left? Did you hear the uproar of laughter as you're walking down alone
the
stairs?
No, but I'm certainly embarrassed now and not planning on coming to any more.
You can come.
Events.
Just say right, hello like a human.
This is awful.
This is extremely delicate right now.
It is.
In this day and age. And I probably shouldn't even bring it up. But if Pony felt comfortable enough to do the little game with Dahlia and then give a hug to another coworker of the female persuasion without reacting badly, and then extended his hand to Maddie, I would say that might be I'll have to ask some more questions. Pony, please.
Yes.
How do you get along with Maddie in the work environment?
I think Maddie and I get along pretty well. We joke a lot and laugh a lot.
Do you do bits with her?
I don't know. No.
Well, maybe someday.
No, because I think it's more serious, Rob. I think it's perhaps the hand was extended simply because he does not want to give any indication whatsoever that he might have real feelings for Madeline.
In your Joker like
fantasy
world.
Now I've made everybody. You know why I'm able to do that, Oscar?
Yes.
Because I'm down here in Florida. Because I'm not here.
This is the problem with that logic.
Okay.
Maddie is, and this is no disrespect to Ponyboy, whoever gets him is going to be a lucky gal.
Like
Maddie would destroy a man like Ponyboy. Like, she is too much of a formidable force.
Stop right there. Yes. Can I ask you a question, Oscar Santana?
Yes.
And this is even more awkward.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
Oh, I love it.
Do you think perhaps that Pony could look at a guy? What's the boyfriend's name?
John.
John.
Oh,
John.
Pony, what's his name?
Could eyeball John, especially in like places like Vegas, and say, well, If he's got a shot, then I've got a shot. And Maddie, feel free to jump in anytime.
I'm good. Thanks, though.
So you're saying that John...
By the way, I'm creating an environment today that's
it's
probably...
It's not hostile. It's not hostile.
Nor is
it's
toxic.
Hostile.
It's fine.
Just
you're
fine.
Saying
just
that...
theorizing like friends.
Theorizing as a friend.
For entertainment purposes.
Yes. That John has outkicked his coverage.
Please, no wagering.
So if John can outkick his coverage... He clearly, it's got Maddie and John's John. That Pony's like, oh, maybe I can outkick my coverage one day.
Yeah.
Because that's a nice way of saying it.
I feel like Mac has that same attitude towards Maddie as well.
And you know what?
Does he?
Pony doesn't even have to answer that theory. If his silence is acceptable, if he wants to protest, he's welcome to protest.
I have a question for Pony. In your Joker-like dream
now
world.
Now you have a question. This is an area I like to keep you kind of on the outside looking in, but go ahead.
Don't ruin this.
But I'm monitoring you right now because you don't know how to do this. But go ahead, ask your question, but know that I am watching you, Rob.
First of all, thank you for the supportive setup.
Okay, you're welcome.
Pony, in your Joker-like dream world, when you extended your hand to Maddie, we just saw you extending your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But in your eyes, did it have a ring in it?
No.
Okay,
why?
Just checking.
Oh, you ruined it again.
You ruined it
just like you go extremes on the sexuality.
You know what?
You went extreme on
Maddie,
the sweet.
Maddie, as long as he is a respectful coworker, there's no real need for us to crawl further into his brain. These are just theories. And Maddie, you are not obligated in any way to answer this question, but the theory that I just shouted out to the world just there, could you see in any scenario that it might have a little validity?
Well, yeah, who can blame him?
There you go. I love her. That's why I love her. And we can start the show and everybody can towel off. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, Mrs. Claus, how's your hubby?
Well, I'm afraid he's got a pretty bad cold, Snowy.
That's a shame, the poor fellow. He should have come to see me. I'd have given him a good one. A little chilly humor there. What can I do for you, madam?
We need a snowstorm.
Well, no sooner said than done, my little icicle. Where do you want it?
In a town called Southtown, USA.
What? Hold it. Hold it. Hold it! No can do, Mrs. C. The South is under the control of my stepbrother, Heat Miser. And every time I try to send a little refreshing snow down there, what does he do? He turns it into rain, a fog. And who needs that?
Well, if I get his okay, will you make it snow?
Sure thing. But don't get your hopes up. You'll never get anywhere with that one.
We'll have to try.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus. Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You play that every year, and I have no idea what that is.
That is from A Year Without a Santa Claus, and she's talking to the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser, who control the weather. And I just like it because the Heat Miser is so... very, very evocative in his personality.
Like hello, Santa.
Drive a sand buggy.
What's the name of that show again?
A Year Without a Santa Claus. Michael would love it.
Really?
Yes. It's a Rankin Bass one, like an animated one.
Okay, all right, very
Santa
good.
Takes the year off. It's crazy.
You love the voices. And that old lady is special.
Shirley too, right? Booth. You know her as Hazel.
It's Shirley Booth.
Yeah, of course.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios. From the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard all over from New Brunswick, New Jersey to Miami, Florida to Elk Grove, California, Coos Bay, Oregon, Bedford, New York, and Kong, Ireland.
Kong!
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by Hims. Here's a fact, 60% of men, and by the way, let me know if I'm doing the right spots here, because I have this feeling that I messed it up.
No, you ran through them. You're right.
Our first sponsor in the first segment is Hims.
Yes, sir.
Here's a fact. 66% of men start losing their hair by 35.
Yes, that's right, Shirley.
Listen up, everybody. You are not safe from baldness.
Right.
Oh, no.
Ever. It's 2019. Medicine and science can help you do something about it. This year, secure the best deal of all, a healthier, thicker hairline. Hims helps guys be the best version of themselves with FDA-approved products. The best part? There are no awkward in-person doctor's visits. Answer a few quick questions online, and a licensed physician will review and determine if a prescription is right for you. I highly recommend you check out Hims before it's too late. Right now, our listeners get started with a Hims Complete Hair Care Kit. It's not hair care. It's hair kit.
Hair kit.
Okay.
Every time. The Hims Complete Hair Kit. For just $5 while supplies last.
Such a
go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's 4hims.com/TMOS. Prescriptions are subject to doctor's approval and require online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. And we thank you, ladies.
And Mike, I misspoke. It's not the Cold Miser, it's the Snow Miser.
They want to get his character right. Yeah. Miser.
Heat Miser, right. Snow Miser. Those are the Miser brothers. They're actually, I believe, stepbrothers, as the plot goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, because this was not, at least when I was growing up, this was not something that was common in my home. I did not watch this.
I think it postdated
Frosty,
you.
Frosty, Rudolph.
I think it's 1974, I think, is the date on it. And the plot is Santa's just pissed and he's taking a year off. And this really bothers Mrs. Claus. So she gets involved. Also, there is a kid in, I believe it is...
Olivia.
He lives in the South.
No.
And he is... doubting the very existence of Santa Claus. So Santa Claus goes undercover. He flies on a reindeer who gets sick because it's hot. There's so much stuff packed into 48 minutes. You'll love it.
Speaking of holiday movies, yeah. Disney Plus has The Miracle on 34th Street you were talking about.
Yes, the black and white one.
Yes. A listener was kind of to post about it and say, hey, if you're looking for this, here it is.
That's nice.
Wasn't it about a year ago that you were going to talk about Disney Plus and
yes.
you were going to review it yeah. for us? And, you know, I wanted to talk about streaming today anyway, but we were going to do that a long time ago. You got it for,
I got it for
where
the kids.
Did you get it? When you're
the
down
kids.
At your
well, no, well, we had Thanksgiving on, we
oh,
had,
your mom's house.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving at my parents, and my brother and sister were kind of to splurge for, or really my brother, for a cartoon-sized television to put into their den.
Yes.
And there at the bottom.
Because they still had the 27-inch tube, right?
They had a nice TV. They literally had a nice one. I think it might have been like 55 inches. My brother said, let's get this 75-incher. And I said, hey, man, things aren't as great as they should be these days. So by let's, I mean, I say I, but I'll include all of you guys. And he's like.
So they got a 75-inch television yes. in their
crest,
living room?
When you crest 7-0, that's business, man. That's,
yeah, baby.
That's a page turner right
and
there.
And there's nothing exciting. Better than. My brother-in-law, my brother and I, all as the ladies are in the kitchen looking into the den in Olney, saying, that's not going to fit. That's not going to fit. It's too big. Why would you do that? How come you got that? Why did it happen? And they're all, except my mom, who's quietly sipping her tea. And I know that she's hopeful she can watch her stories in that big screen.
She likes it, right?
And she, yeah, can, sure. she can actually be in the dining room, which is multiple feet away, and still watch TV. With
think
her.
How big Don Francisco would be. Huge.
What's almost, that?
Don Francisco would be like life-size.
Sábado Gigante would yes. be huge if it was still on, by the way.
Who is the relative that's doing the most protesting while this is
my
going on?
My sister is doing the most protesting, saying, how could we? Why would we? How? And I sat and I went and went to her.
Doesn't like TV, right? Doesn't she's not a TV person, right?
They don't
sound like Bill
O'Reilly. She's not a TV person.
She's not a TV person.
He's not. She thought that
Tatiana. Listen, look, the guys want to watch the big screen, 75 inches, and look, you're out there reading a medical journal. And you don't want to put the TV in. I understand. Yeah.
Meanwhile, her brother, her husband and her brother are both doctors. Yes. You've got right. your DJ brother yeah. who is helping put this up. And right. and we're teaching little Luca, who's now 13 years old, how to be a man and actually do stuff while the men are working, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tools,
help
tools, yeah, tell them what tools
Luke,
are.
Help out with those cables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put it in there.
And thank you, Deal, Bill O'Reilly.
I don't care how small the house is. The biggest TV you can fit in it.
That's yeah, if it can get through the door. That's really yeah. the only thing.
So, amen. Mike, there are built-ins at the end of my parents' den. And in the middle.
Like shelves.
They're shelves. And in the middle is where her current TV was. And my sister was protesting that it was going to butt out and not fit and cover the shelves to the left and right.
Yeah, well, can I speak to your sister
yes,
for a second?
Yes.
Okay, the built-ins were built. In the Revolutionary War
yeah.
era, okay? So it's a question of being married to your plywood or being... not that I've had, Oscar, not that I have experience with this argument. Are you married to your plywood or are you married to modern technology? All right? You know, and as far as I'm concerned, hiding the perfectly measured shelf for the 36-inch television is not a priority. Getting 75 inches of giant screen fun is.
Yeah. When you're looking at a 75-inch screen, no one's going to be looking at your book.
No yeah. one cares about
no
the
one cares
by
about
the way,
your
they
books.
Still have the World Book Encyclopedia on one of those shelves.
Well, I don't see any way any kind of unless it was a it's not a big enough so, house.
But
there's
but,
no way a 75-inch TV would fit in that little
they're
space.
They're yelling about it now because we're all she's having this meltdown that it's about clearly about something else and nothing about us.
What was your counterpoint? Because the TV could not possibly fit
well,
in
no,
the space.
We're fitting
there.
Between two rows of shelves.
Two rows of shelves
to the left.
It's
and
not
right.
like it's got it's one go, of those cabinets go, that's a cutout.
It's, no, it's going in right in the middle above the fireplace. That's all it's doing.
Right.
And my sister says it's not going to look right. It's going to be off. I said, Tatiana, what in God's name do you why do you hate this process? We're not asking you to lift, pay, order,
yeah, so
do anything.
You.
You're sitting there eating mom's Pillsbury Doughboy guys instead of the little bread she makes. And we're doing all the work. And yes, the box is big, but the TV inside's smaller. So you're yelling about it before you even see the television, and yeah, the we believe it's going to fit. Yes. And if it doesn't fit, you know, right back to Walmart. Who cares? We'll move. We'll figure it out.
I feel that her position is selfish.
I'm giving her the options. Yeah. I'm saying we'll send it back if it's that bad.
Right.
Now, between all the guys, we're like, we're going to show her. We're going to figure this out.
Right.
So.
Well, and the guys love men. I'm sorry. And this is not, I don't want to make a blanket stereotype, but I will. Men love television.
Yes, of course.
We love our
also,
big television.
The upgrade goes, the 75 goes into my parents' den, and then the 55 goes into my mom's bedroom, which has a little 32-inch television. We want to upgrade
God
her
bless.
Cluster.
Oh, God, that's fantastic.
Right?
For her, and she likes your stories.
She loves
and
her
she
stories.
Likes the, yes.
Right? So I was like, hey, that was my retort to my sister. I said, Mom's getting upgraded upstairs. This is good for everybody.
Everybody
good.
Benefits.
So. Yep. We pick it up, we put it on what it's a Sanus S-A-N-U-S. It's on Walmart.com mount. I remember buying this mount years ago with my brother for the original TV. We liked it because it came out, pivoted, articulated, did everything. All you do is
it's
like
a Sanus Walmart.
You gotta click Walmart. It on. Yes. This thing's $400. 5 years ago was
almost as much as you paid for
yeah,
the TV.
Five years ago was probably like $800. We were scared.
You confident the TV is going to fit on this thing?
It's up to 90 inches when we bought it. The box.
Okay.
My mom keeps every box. The box says it.
Did you buy it?
No, we bought it as a family years ago.
Were you the number one consultant on the wall mount?
I did. Yes, there? I was. So I remember.
Yeah, you know
I
what, that, you know what I call that? Yes. Forward thinking.
Yes.
Attaboy. And the bracket's right. Fairly standard.
Standard.
Okay.
Standard. But it pops, it pulls out, has an arm. You can go left and right. It's a solid mount.
All right.
So when the TV arrives, the box is massive. We had to go in through the front door, not the garage, because there wasn't enough room to pivot it around.
There's a lot of stuff in the garage.
There's a lot going on. We take it out of the box, and I said, guys, let's not even measure. Let's just pick it up like real men and see if it fits. And then if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Back in the box.
And then they looked at it, because they're doctors, they're not like that.
They hate doing that, right?
And little Luke is like, here's the measuring tape. And I grab the measuring tape and I throw it on the ground.
Oh,
and
I said,
we don't have time for this, Luca. There's a window of time while they're distracted. That we
gotta
see if
DJ.
This works.
This yeah. is why you're a DJ.
Probably.
This is the way we think as DJs.
Probably. So, heavy TV. The three of us are in it. Luca's there just in case. I don't know what he was trying to do, but he had a tool in his hand. I said, we don't need tools. We need eyeballs. So, he's got to look under to click it on.
Right.
We click it on, and it's outside of what the gap you have to place
sure.
it in. So, it's right. outside. It's holding. It's tight. No one believed it would. I said it would. It did.
So it's not fully extended, but it's extended.
It's extended outside of it where it would nest.
Well, it's a flat screen, so it's not going to be all that bulky in weight. I mean,
yes.
weight itself, so but you still haven't pushed it back. For the viewing. This
and,
is exciting.
And like, and I could feel the tension, especially my brother, who's very calculated. He's very conservative. He said this is going to go sideways. Like in his mind, he's like, And then
Jose wanted to use the tape measure.
And then Costa was just happy to do something other than deal with my wife, my sister, who I love. And he's a nice guy, but I could tell let's prove her wrong. He was rooting inside. He couldn't say it.
But he was being quiet about it.
Yeah, he was quiet, but he was rooting inside to prove her wrong. So we slide the TV all the way back and we feel some pushback, some resistance.
Is Luca behind it?
No.
Okay.
No, Luca's on the couch finally figuring out. Be like, I can't wait to figure out how the Oscar can. So there's resistance to the pushing.
He doesn't look like Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein.
No, he does not. He does not.
Listen to me very carefully.
Open the door. What? Yes.
So as soon as the resistance happens, my wonderful sister who loves to root and is the oldest.
By the way, can I ask?
Yes.
Has the warhead hit Washington, D.C. today?
We've never had this many sirens.
So what is just going to give on? You right, quick sidebar, and I'm not going to give any trade secrets away. There is another exit to a big political facility that's right next to us. Like
yes.
there are two new exits to that facility around this area that now are being used on a regular basis.
And also we have all those secret Russian buildings up the street.
Yes.
So we have to watch
so
out for that.
So you see motorcades left and right.
All the time.
So we push the TV. Resistance happens. And my sister, who's pretending like she's not paying attention.
Like she's
locked
in.
I gave her the old hairy eyeball.
Yeah, she's
just
waiting.
She's like, see? See? I said, hold on a second.
Now, when she says that in your household, is it like us saying yes, yes?
She would have been. That's pretty funny.
That is funny.
He was saying, but she was saying it in English because she speaks English. Thank you.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you. C. C as
like
in.
S E E, Rob. Yeah, I told you so.
Yeah. Vision?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And I said, hold on. Everybody relax. I think there's a kink in the cable.
Aha!
Bingo, baby. Yeah. It's the cable. It's because it's springy, right?
Yes. So I looked back there. I said, you guys, just hold it. While it's being supported by the arm, I said, just in case, support the TV. I'm going to get back there. So I slink back. I see the cable, and it is kinked. I move it. I said, now slowly push the arm back to get it flush with the wall, and it goes. And I'm telling you, we had less than a millimeter on each side. Slides right in.
Oh. So it doesn't block any shelving?
Doesn't block anything.
Oh, that's awesome. You got to love it.
And in turn, looks absolutely 1,000% customized.
Like I was an interior decorator.
Why does this make me so happy?
Because I live it.
I
live this world, televisions and mounting televisions, and I'm about to have the battle again.
Yep.
And I just know. I'm not a big wall-mounted guy. I like to buy a piece of furniture and put the giant TV on top of it for two reasons. The one they put in my bedroom, I can't get at. Okay?
Right.
I can't pull it out. It's one of those little...
flush mounts.
Yeah. It's a flush mount.
Yeah, no, you got to get the one that pulls out.
I can't stand it. And then the one I have out, I can do my wireless headphones don't work on the TV in the bedroom.
Okay.
That's my
I have a
problem
few point I guess counterpoints to your options for a flush mount, and most of safety just because kids pull on it and the TV can fall over. So when you mount it to the wall, it's or at least anchor it. That's what I would
Safer.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it's a it's a whole different thing.
But it's not like the old days when a TV weighed 400 pounds.
When you have a full family around, you can do things like this.
Yes.
So now the room looks beautiful. It looks better than it did before. It's a triumph.
That is wonderful.
And God bless my nephew, who's not at, hey, I can't wait to watch porn on this thing stage in his life right now. He's still like, hey, do they have Disney Plus on that TV? Full circle. I was like, that little LG menu says Disney Plus. You got it, kid. Let's do this. We're going to watch The Mandalorian saddle up on this cartoon-sized TV that no one wanted on that side of the room, but we wanted here.
It's so great.
That
you're watching Mandalorian, and Baby Yoda is bigger than regular Yoda.
Just fantastic.
Fantastic. That is a very, very good end of the story. I love the success.
Don't measure. Just do it.
That's right.
A kink in the cable. Every time.
Fantastic.
Oh, 75 inches. It's all I'll be thinking about all day. It sounds dirty, but it's all I'm going to be
Mike,
thinking about
Mike,
all day
I think
today.
It was $750 or $700.
Yeah, the prices are insanely low now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to leave now. Anyway, let's continue.
Should we do Nicholas when we come back?
What's that?
Should we do Nicholas when we come back?
Say Nicholas.
Yes, football picks with Nikki Diamond when we come back, and I have not prepared.
Okay.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to The Bonus Show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day. Less than your daily latte. Bore on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes without commercials and without censorship. So you'll hear words like shit, fuck, sucker, asshole, and piss used as a verb. Bore on the floor, and you'll stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MichaelMerrisShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies, grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Now f*** off and call my helicopter. Thank you very much, Brian Cox, star of Succession. Explaining that so that you understand. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. The holiday shopping season is here, and this year's gift can start next year's good habits with Quip. Quip is sure to put a smile on everyone's mouth because it's dental care they'll actually want to use every day. I love Quip.
The best.
Quip is the perfect, thoughtful, and practical gift with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and toothpaste, all designed to make good habits simple. The Quip electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with a 30-second pulse. I'm sorry, I should say 30-second pulses to guide your routine. And the Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount. Plus, Quip delivers brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months automatically. Join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list right now.
Hold it.
What?
Dental care is important to me. When should I do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Quip. Just go to getquip.com/TMOS to save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. It'll make you smile. Ah, say, what does it make me smile?
What's that?
These NFL picks now. I have totally lost interest. I do not care for
you. See, this is the time you need to focus and refocus.
This is hope. This is hope time.
I don't know what to do this week.
Maddie Masiello is here. She's ready to break things down for us.
Hello, Madam Commissioner. Have you recovered from that opening segment today?
I have. Pony still hasn't looked me in the eye, though.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, he says.
Oh, you get lost in those eyes.
Do we have Nicholas on the line? Nicholas A. Diamond?
Yes. Hello, hello. Pony is not known for the eye contact.
No, even Nikki's ripping on me.
That's awesome. Well, let's dive in, and then we are going to get to Mr. Diamond, who is the professional from Pahrump, Nevada.
Yes.
America's favorite handicapper. Let's lay it on now. And the record, Maddie Masiello, Oscar and Rob are very close, correct?
Very close. Rob is up by one at 131-73.
Mm. Oh, it's alone at the top. Mike is lonely at the top.
Mm-mm-mm. And Oscar just at 130-74.
Yep.
Mike, you have 107-97.
Mm-mm-mm. Are we taking this to this? What were the rules? We're taking it to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the way.
And then the Super Bowl will be a point spread bet, all or nothing. No, I'm sorry. That's my dream scenario.
Are you sure we aren't just doing the 17 weeks?
I'm just asking. I
think
know.
It was.
No, I think we were going. No, I think we were going to the Super Bowl, Rob.
And you have to pick the Pro Bowl as well, right? Next year's Pro Bowl.
Listen to him. There
he's already counting the money.
There
he's
he is.
Already
he's
counting
his
the money.
Dollars.
Oh God,
this
I love
where
you guys. Right.
Is where
so
lose.
Bad.
Yeah, this is where you lose. You got confident.
This is where that's why you get you're cocky.
This is what people root against you.
Like you said, we're 17 games. There you go. I mean, you know, just own it, man. Own it, baby. Own it.
It would be very nice to win, but I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. I thought it was originally just the 17 weeks, but the commissioner was not.
Let's just go to the Super Bowl.
All right, she makes the choice.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
So, but will the, hold on. Will the Super Bowl? We have to decide this now. Will the Super Bowl be weighted at all based on? Because if it's just another game,
you know, I like to.
Well,
gamble.
For example, if you've got a two game lead at the end of the season over Rob,
yes,
and it goes to the Super Bowl, and it's just one game, then it's irrelevant, and the Super Bowl is completely irrelevant.
Okay, let's give it this. If there's a 5-game spread,
no.
If there's a 5-game lead, then if we can
you're
five,
already, way, you're both conjuring up. Already.
We can five exit
because we're never going to pick the playoffs.
You're tied with Oscar, so I mean,
basically
not, why would he conjure?
Yeah, but you're
he's hurting himself if he's hurting anybody. He's not. This is not a game.
Or am
you.
I adding
you're
more?
Assuming you're going
to
win.
Am I adding more value to the show by giving the Super Bowl a little more gravitas?
No, you're not doing that. You're trying to extend the season, and it's already not what we agreed on.
Well, you know
which
what?
Which was 17.
The
weeks.
Commissioner is. Is the final say? What do you say, Kish?
So you know, is there any kind of all right? Let's say it is the 17 week.
Okay.
Is there any sort of tiebreaker if you guys end
if there
up
was
tied?
A tiebreaker, it was established that we would split the money of the opponent.
I don't know if that was true.
That's
I don't,
true.
I don't remember talking about that.
What was said?
I don't think that's what was said. I think you're just saying that because that's what you want.
Why, what else would you suggest then?
I actually think that we should
fight to the death. That's what I think.
All right, So, Maddie, is there
your call.
Rob? Is there anything Rob has said that you dispute, or do you think this is all the way we kind of discussed?
I really don't remember how we originally discussed, but maybe let's just do the 17 weeks as is, and then playoffs and the Super Bowl can be something totally different and new.
Well, see, there's a problem with that because the money that's already in commission. This is respectfully a rebuttal.
How much am I going to have to come up with, by the way?
$800.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
$850.
I'm sorry, $850.
Oh, so, this is real money for him. Now I know why he's into it.
It's life changing money. It's a big it's a big
money
deal.
Money for everybody.
It's a big deal.
Well, not for me. Not for me. Zed Bagel Zero.
It's a big
all right,
deal.
I'm making an editorial decision.
Yes.
It will be the original rule of the 17 weeks. You two split. If it's a tie, you two split.
But the Super Bowl would have been awesome.
If we decide to do a Super Bowl bet, it's not until February.
We can be a part.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we can do a Super Bowl bet that's not maybe as severe.
So, what week are we in now?
This is week 15.
Okay, so two more weeks.
So I am summarily That's what it is. Why am I even here? All right. Go ahead, Maddie. We got Nikki this week.
We have Jets at Ravens. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Patriots at Bengals. 3-2-1.
Patriots.
Buccaneers at Lions. 3-2-1.
Lions.
Buccaneers.
Lions.
Oh. Mm.
Texans at Titans. 3-2-1.
Oh, Titans. God. Texans.
Titans.
Titans.
All right. Broncos at Chiefs. 3-2-1.
Chiefs.
Dolphins at Giants. 3-2-1.
Giants.
Dolphins.
Eagles at Redskins. 3-2-1.
Redskins.
Eagles. Eagles.
Seahawks.
What are you doing? Are you being a homer for the Redskins? Is that what you're doing? You're in the hunt here, pal.
I'm trying to catch him. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the Eagles are like in the hunt for the playoffs. So.
Yeah, but the entire division's terrible. Anything can happen. All right.
And it's a home game. You know what? It's not that the point spread is not that big, I don't think.
Listen to him. Listen to the man who just picked the Eagles.
You know what? Never mind. I'm going Eagles.
There you go. Good move. Good move. There you go.
Seahawks at Panthers. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Don't care. Seahawks.
Mike picks the tie.
Bears at Packers. 3-2-1.
Packers.
Vikings at Chargers. 3-2-1.
Vikings.
Chargers.
Jaguars at Raiders. 3-2-1.
Jags. Raiders.
Raiders.
Browns at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Cardinals.
Browns.
Ooh, this next one's a big boy.
Rams at Cowboys. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
Rams.
Rams.
Falcons at 49ers. 3-2-1.
49ers.
Bills at Steelers. 3-2-1.
Steelers.
Steelers.
Oh!
Sorry,
I'm with Bills. Dude. Bills.
And Colts at Saints. 3-2-1.
Saints.
Keep picking the Saints. Hope they don't bite me in the ass again. Woo! Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Thank you, Maddie. Those are our picks. And now, without further ado, the man who really knows what he's doing. Yes. Nikki, straighten this all out for us, my friend.
This is a high drama here, the Mike O'Mara Show. I got to say.
Yes, it is.
I kind of lean Spurlock in this week's picks. I think, Bermuda boy, you're trying too hard to catch up. Let it come naturally, my friend. You know,
I might have to agree with him.
All right.
Yes. I'm excited. I'm about to hop on a bus to head down to Florida. Going to be working with the Microsoft, Todd Moore, TM Soft, the Microsoft.
Yeah.
Going to be doing working on my In the Know fantasy football betting app.
Oh, wow. Look at that. This is fantastic. Congratulations.
So you're headed to his new house?
This is huge.
Yes, going to be wintering in the Keys, working for the Microsoft, TMSoft. I believe it's the Microsoft.
I didn't know. I had no idea that you would be not only working with Todd Moore and Nikki, but that you would be living in his house.
Collaborating.
For the winter. Is he aware? I know you have, in the past, Nikki, you have had issues with this type of situation. Please tell me that Todd is aware that you are driving down to the Florida Keys to stay at his home.
He's aware that I will be in the area, and he said, let's have lunch. And, you know, I might have inferred... there's a room for me. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, Mike. There's a beautiful bridge on the way to the Keys.
Sure.
Good luck. You'll be crossing a lot of them, Nikki.
Yeah, good luck cashing in that implication.
Oh, yeah. I have an implication casher renter. That's going away now. Week 15, we're getting here to the end. I got your sleeper, Kerry. You snooze, you win, baby. Debo Samuel, rookie wide receiver for the Niners, coming to his own. I predict his best game of his career versus the sorry Falcons. 100 yards and a touchdown. You snooze, you win, baby. And the Merle. It's the sure thing if you're in Vegas, if you're in New Orleans, if you're at the State Theater. The Merle's always a sure thing, baby. We're going to go with the Minnesota Vikings going out to L.A. The Chargers got no home field. The Vikings playing for the division. They're going to give 2.5 points. They're going to win easily by 10, the Vikings. And your diamond pick of the week, the hottest quarterback in the league. He's not named Lamar Jackson. His name is Ryan Tannehill. He's going to light up those starry Texans. Kiemsoft, the Microsoft, I'm coming to you, baby. Let's make the money, Todd. Catch it in.
Oh my God, he's going to have an aneurysm. Thank you, Nicky. Thank you. Hit the music. We got to take a break. Thank you very much. Those are our picks for this week. You are enlightened when it comes to the NFL and a real death match between Oscar and Rob.
Neck and neck after 15 weeks. Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No.
It's Dan the Fan Man. Back with the best prices at the Dan the Fan Man Fanporium. At our numerous locations in Fanassus, Washington, Fan DC, and Fanganistan. Fans so great, you'll be dancing the Dan the Fan Man Can-Can. And don't worry, if you require a fan for the tropics, I speak Spanish.
Sí, por favor, cumple una exhibición de bonas para que pueda dejar de hacer estos promos para el hombre blanco.
Remember, if you need a fan, I'm your man. Unfortunately, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is only available in English, but it's always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. The holiday season is here. How do you thrive during the holiday season? How do you balance sleep, holiday planning, and making time to purchase the perfect holiday gift for the special people in your life? Well, may I recommend the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. It helps everyone get the proven quality sleep that will change their life. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. It's the perfect bed for couples. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. And with Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks how you're sleeping and gives you personalized insights for your best possible sleep. My Sleep Number setting is a 90. That is the truth. I tweaked it last night. I was playing with it. Carla's like, I'm tired. What are you doing? I said, I'm getting my Sleep Number bed. Sometimes I let it down to the 0-1, and then I move it all the way back up to the 90. And,
you're like, easy, baby. I'm getting my sleep on.
Yeah, and I'm big enough where, when I go low enough with my Sleep Number, I feel my butt touching the platform and then put the 90 up there and bingo. Slept like a bambino.
Hey,
Carla's is a 65, whatever. And we love it. Make spirits bright this holiday with gifts for quality sleep. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed adjusts on each side to give all a good night. From $9.99, it's only available at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We would truly, truly appreciate that. Only got a couple of minutes here for my son's Christmas pageant last night. It wasn't a pageant. It was a concert. They sang songs.
Like That's a chorus concert?
It was.
Was there a piano player?
Piano player and a guitar player, the music teacher.
Oh, how nice.
Came out with a Santa Claus mask, and it was cute, and it was adorable. And they had risers up on stage, and they had 1, 2, 3, I think they have 4 kindergarten classes that were up on the risers. And let me see. Outside of the, there was something, I can't 100% definitively identify that it was the family sitting in front of us, but there was a rather large man who was old. And I got stink funk.
Oh dear!
For the entire concert,
no.
It was a combination of ass and feet, and I'm almost certain it was this dude, but I don't know. And it just was. I was so annoyed.
Obviously, and ass is the worst, but when they complimented with feet, that's
it's just
bad.
It was nasty, and there was a lot of
ass
itching,
and feet, ass and feet,
and scratching behind the ear during the show. It was just like, and I have no idea whether I'm right or not. But
did he have a beard? Did he have an unkempt beard?
No.
Good.
But he had scabs on his head.
Oh, no.
That's always not the, okay. The tell that you're not preparing or caring.
Preparing?
Okay.
You know, really? You got to prepare down here. And I know. You should have told Dick Van Patten that. Dick Van Patten, God rest his soul, was another scathead. Yeah, you put lotion, sunscreen on your dome when you go out there. You get scabs on it because it burns the skin off the top of your head. It's the same thing. If you're not doing that, then you're not wiping your butt properly, and you're probably not wearing socks.
Ew. Dick Van Patten looked like he had Swedish fish on his head.
I've never been more annoyed at that. You know, I just was... by the way, I'd come from the golf course, but I'd taken a very thorough shower, and I was, thank you, and I smelled ducky. Thank you very much.
Fresh as a daisy.
I'm very, in my old age, I'm getting a little sensitive to that, and I just don't like people.
It's
that,
disrespect is what it is.
It's just, it's like, what is that? I'm looking over at Carla. I said, Carla, do you smell? I said, yeah. And Carla kind of like points. I'm like, yeah, I think you're right. And it was just, it did. It took me out of the moment. Yeah. And the other thing that took me out of the moment is that my son's up there on the riser, and he has some brat next to him who's talking to him while the concert's going on. And the kid to the right of him maybe said three lyrics the entire time for all 40 songs they were doing up on that stage. And I was pissed at that. And then I said, who's that kid? And he's the same kid that hit Michael in class one time. And so it was, to be honest, it was probably a little more tense. Ho, ho, ho. But here's the great news.
Yes.
20 minutes from start to finish.
Perfect line.
Maybe, 20 minutes. They take all the kids out. They say they ask the parents to remain seated. And here's the great thing about the great state of Florida. It is chill beyond chill. Parents come in, they sit wherever. Aww, it's nice. Not that tense. Northern Virginia thing
where
they will feed on you. They'll stab you in the ear to get their front row seat. There will be people there for hours that are sitting there to see some BS thing that's going to be over. And, we did have the cameras, and I don't do the camera thing. Mm-hmm. If Carla wants to get a quick shot, it's fun. I'm not going to be around here for a long time. I want to be experiencing the moment, okay? I don't want everything documented. I just want to see my kid
I do have a life hack for those parents out there, and I heard about this from one of my neighbors.
Okay.
And this isn't lazy parenting. It's just actually, I thought it was smart.
Okay.
And to three houses down, you got a dad and mom, and they're super nice, and they just moved in the neighborhood. And one of the guys works overseas in a while. And I saw, hey, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to go and I'm going to live stream our kids' Christmas play, whatever they had. I said, live stream? She said, yeah, I'm just going to do it from the phone or FaceTime it. So maybe not live stream it. I'm going to FaceTime it for my husband who's in London or wherever in Europe he is.
Okay.
And I said, so you just FaceTime and just hold the phone up like this right at your chest level? And she said, yeah. She goes, and I have a backup battery just in case my phone dies.
That's cool.
How awesome is this world when you can do that and catch your kids play from around the world because you want to be a part
of it? How awesome is the way that Mike will attend every other student function from this time until he's in high school? Thanks, Carla. Appreciate it. Thanks for the hack. That's great. And I have to smell nothing. That's right.
Smell yourself.
Yeah. How was your day? How was your day without showering? Anyway, thank you very much.
Well, didn't want to be late to the show. Yeah.
So nasty. Just enough to be like, it just doesn't stop. Thank you. Pissed me off, in case you couldn't tell. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the news you may not need.
You?
On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
You got it, too?
My name is Matthew Ponyboy Bloom, and I approve this message.
Awkward. In this era of fake news, who is our best, most trusted source of entertainment? Yeah. Clearly not.
We need some new promos.
Did you know?
Okay.
Delete that promo.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by my good buddy, Joanna at Cornerstone First Financial, and Mark Livingstone, and Emily, and all the good people down there. By the way, Joanna called me yesterday. Mm. And said, hi, how's it all going? I heard through the show that you wanted me to call. I mean, no, Joanne, now I feel embarrassed, okay?
Yes.
So now I'm simply going to tell you how wonderful they are at Cornerstone. They would like to say thanks and Merry Christmas to the dozens of Mike O'Mara Show listeners who became Cornerstone customers this past year, including myself. I am a Cornerstone First Financial customer. Whether you closed mortgage loans, took advantage of Cornerstone's low rate offers, you are appreciated. Joanna, by the way, the lady I deal with there, Joanna is all over it for me. She is on there. She lets me know. She's on everything. She knows what's going on. I really love that. But they want to say thank you. TMOS listeners are some of Cornerstone's favorite customers. Laid back, responsive, intelligent, savvy, and most of all, friendly. So, from the Cornerstone family to yours, have a wonderful holiday season and a Merry Christmas. And for all your mortgage lending needs, please keep Cornerstone First Financial in mind. We love our long-term relationships with Cornerstone, and I can personally endorse them. They treat you right. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check out the web, cornerstonefirst.com. Ask for Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. And hello, Tater, Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Cheers from Cornerstone, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Kevin Hart says he's about 65 to 75% recovered from his car accident, adding, quote, "Workouts are not full. I'm not lifting crazy weights, but I'm back to weighted workouts, agility, mobility, core work." Okay. Kevin, you're a comedian movie star, okay? Stop being the little guy that wants to show how crazy strong he is, okay? Kevin. All right, this is the Joe Piscopo problem. All right, focus on the funny. Focus on the funny and not the fact that you're telling everybody, I don't mind you being buff and in shape and stuff. Just don't talk about it. So he's his last part of this quote. He's back to weighted workouts. I'm a little determined jackass. No, see, if you call yourself jackass, you're still promoting yourself. And not in a comedic way. You're still being serious about saying how buff and I'm sorry. This is what I don't like about Kevin Hart.
He's on a media blitz this week. He did two major talk shows yesterday. He's doing a lot of media. Did you hear what he said about the Oscars?
No.
He said he would
do it's going to be, you're going to play the thing. You're going to play 10 days till 11 days till Christmas.
No, I'm not actually. I'm going to play. He said, would he do the Oscars if asked?
Look, I have nothing but love for the Academy. I always will. I think that, any conversation is always a good conversation. So TBD, TB determined.
And that is, to me, even
after
worse.
After all that drama.
After all the drama of something that he wrecked for himself.
Right. Coming out of a wreck.
He's saying, if they ask me, I'll consider it. Mm. Do you see how he shifted the storyline there?
This guy, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm all for funny people that make, good movies.
Right.
Kevin got a lot of support from family and friends and Oprah, which he tells about. He said, I got a lot of flowers. I was embracing everybody's flowers until Oprah sent me flowers, and then I realized that nobody loves me like Oprah. So I guess Oprah sent more flowers to you than anybody.
Yeah, well, isn't she has the ability to cure.
But here's his quote. We've honestly been waiting for them to die. There's an ongoing joke at our house. We're like, have the Oprah flowers died yet? And everybody's like, no, not today. Ha, 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 not funny at all.
A great life.
You know what it might have been? It might have been one of them.
Self-serving, yes. Man. I mean, really, start being funny. Douche.
Might have been an edible.
Sorry, I don't like that guy. I've never liked that guy.
Oprah might have sent an edible arrangement.
I just, know what I mean?
Is fruit keto?
When you're doing, you're not doing self-deprecating and you're doing, what about keto?
Is fruit keto?
No,
a lot of carbs in
fruit is a new. But I mean, moderation in all things. Okay. If it's within your carbohydrate parameters, you can probably grab one. But I'm,
last night he had a half a bushel. He had a half a bushel of apples last night.
Oh boy, you have no idea how good that sounds.
Isn't it weird? Because normally an apple probably wouldn't send you, but the fact that you can't have it changes it.
Darling, you send me.
Yeah, baby.
Survivor has been on for so long that fans have just seen about everything the show has to offer. This is the story where my wife said to me this morning, don't tell me, but I'll share it with you. So if you're like watching Survivor and you're really into it and you haven't seen it yet and this is going to ruin it for you, please turn it down because I'm telling a story about Survivor. Last night's episode was a genuine shocker. If you haven't seen it yet, this is a spoiler alert. Okay, I've done my job. Because a contestant was kicked off the show for inappropriate behavior. A survivor first.
Oh.
This is the first time that's ever happened. You may remember that several weeks ago, Dan Spilo, who's a Hollywood talent manager in the real world, was cautioned for being a little too handsy with some of the women.
Like Bill O'Reilly.
The issue was dealt with on screen, but the show also said that producers spoke to the cast off camera and Dan was given a formal warning. Well, it didn't take. At the end of last night's episode, Jeff Probst visited the contestants to tell them that Dan had been removed from the game. Oh. Then the screen went back to black with text saying, quote, Dan was removed from the game after a report of another incident which happened off camera and did not involve a player. So far, there's no word on what happened, but Jeff did talk to Entertainment Weekly yesterday and said that, quote, it has been an unprecedented season. Complex social issues were woven into the game in a way we have never seen before. Boy, is he, is there a reason he's been on for a million? Do you think they love him at the network?
Of course they
think do you think he sits there and trowels out anything they want him to say? The guy was a douche. He was probably handling people and they didn't want him on. We have learned a lot, and it will inform our process moving forward. He added that Dan was not happy when he found out they were removing him from the game.
Oh, crap.
I can't fondle people anymore.
Yeah.
But after a long talk, he was, quote, very respectful on his way out. Yes, because he was probably threatened with...
Well, you know who he fondled was John Dalton.
Johnny Fairplay Dalton.
Yes, your personal friend.
Still alive.
Come on. Just a little... It was just a little cup.
That's all?
Anyway,
thought he was being
Michael
friendly.
Vick. We've been talking about Michael Vick lately a lot. He's one of our four legends captains for the 2020 Pro Bowl. That's not sitting well with a lot of people. As you probably recall, he was busted in 2007 for running a vicious dogfighting ring. He served 18 months in prison, but he made his way back to the NFL in 2009 and played for seven more seasons. There are multiple petitions on change.org demanding the NFL remove him from the game. And one of them had more than 500,000 signatures as of last night. Stay tuned for that. We'll see what happens. If you've got kids and you want to save time and money, there's a holiday hack called the 4-gift rule. I am on board before I start telling you this that I am against this in any way, shape, or form. This is ruining what is fun, okay? Here's the 4-gift rule. A lot of parents swear by it. Basically, you just limit each kid to 4 gifts, but not just random gifts. You buy one thing they want, one thing they need, one thing they'll wear, and one they'll read.
Mm.
Isn't that perfect?
Contrived. Contrived.
The fun. It is.
I bet it's loved by parents that don't shower before Christmas concerts.
Something they want could be a video game. So I know what want, need, read, and wear. You don't have to explain that to me. Anyone who's done it will tell you it saves a lot of money. Well, that's a bonus if you're not wanting to spend a lot. But how about 4 things they want?
Yeah.
Okay. Save
or
the same amount of money.
Just one and not spoil them.
Yeah.
And if you really want to save money.
Said the man without children.
If you really want to save money.
Spoil them. It's Christmas.
Tell the children that they just really weren't behaving their best and there'll be no presents this year. And we're hoping for 2020. Mm. Yeah. Bounce back.
There will be no presents.
There will be no presents.
Another idea is to coordinate with Santa so he can give your kids the gift they want. That way they can still ask him for something.
Gross.
I just think they're overthinking it. I think, come on, it's fun for Christmas time.
Hey, come
please.
On, enjoy, please.
Yeah, the people that came out, I'd like to meet the guy that came up with that. That's the same guy that invented shredded lettuce. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. What a career.
A guy, I'm sorry, Rob didn't tell that story at the Christmas party. A guy was working, that's a story Rob and I tell together. Mm. A guy was working a little something something now at a Subway in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
This is a beautiful city.
Mm.
Around 7 p.m. on Monday, when a man and a woman in masks killed the power for the store, busted inside, threatened the guy, and robbed the place.
Oh.
But as they were yelling at him, the guy recognized one of their voices. It was his 22-year-old coworker, Lorena Marine.
Oh!
I feel like John Travolta saying that. Is Delia Zamala.
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Eco.
Shredded lettuce.
You remember that? He called the cops, and they tracked down Lorena and the guy she was with, a 19-year-old named Angelo Espinoza. They admitted they'd robbed the Subway.
Yes.
And the police say Lorena told them that she did it because, quote, she wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late at night in that part of town. Sure. Lorena and Angelo were both arrested for robbery. Lorena said also that she just snapped somewhere between making a bacon ranch melt and a sweet onion teriyaki. And those wraps, those horrible wraps. She was also unable to bribe the arresting officers with an extra chocolate chip cookie. Thank you. Oh, there we go.
Oh,
shredded lettuce.
Three Subway. Generous with the jokes during the holidays.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak, who's staring at that big prize, Oscar.
Mm.
He's looking at that $850 from both of us.
Might ruin Christmas if I win.
Yes, it will. But anyway, we'll take a break and come back.
He had ruined my Christmas because I'm going to get something I want, something I read, something I wear, and something to hit Oscar with.
We'll be right back.
You better watch out.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Talk truffle to me. It's Angie with the Oh My God Show with the hottest trends in holiday beauty survival, from truffle cream to feeling like you're strolling through a serene Japanese forest just by spraying mist on your face.
Face.
We also
face.
Show face. You how to use your Christmas tree and holiday decorations to do your hair. Also, meal shaming at Thanksgiving dinner. It happened to me. You too can feel the love by subscribing to the Oh My God Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. You
better watch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Tis the season for internet shopping. All you need to do is lean back, relax, and visit Zappos. We love Zappos. Great people, great culture. They're our partners, you know. When you show Zappos the love, it's like loving TMOS. Mm. We mean that. And we love love. And it ain't just shoes, baby. They got it all. Zappos is celebrating 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is better than an awkward handshake. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. No matter what, get it at Zappos. Gifts for everyone, even yourself. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos has fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You make us look good through the holidays and beyond. Let's open up the audio vault for today with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Hey, Mike, how about a hug?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll give you a handshake.
I'll take it. That's feeble. All right. Kansas, Lenexa, Kansas. And I have a question about Florida. In Florida, I imagine it's not as easy to get into the traditional Christmas spirit because of the warm weather. Do people still put up outside lights and stuff like that?
Oh. Yeah, okay. In certain neighborhoods they do, and certainly the communities all are lit up, and there's nothing prettier than a palm tree with those little Italian lights.
I do love that.
Corona commercial. Italian lights, mm-hmm. The white lights, I love it.
Twinkle lights.
Twinkle lights. Twinkle lights. So,
if you go to Lenexa, Kansas, they put up some lights, but the lady put her lights on her roof in the form of a 20-foot penis.
Oh.
She has actually made a penis out of Christmas lights, and the neighbors... Well, let's just say mixed emotions.
Well, it looks like a giant lit up. Well, it's certainly a statement, probably not appropriate.
The neighborhood's kind of like vibes kind of gone down because everyone's kind of uptight. So it's more of kind of the orneriness. A giant glowing.
I don't know what I would have done if I would have driven. I probably would have wrecked my car laughing.
People think it's hilarious. People are stopping in the middle of the night taking photos and laughing. People think it's so much fun. I think there's a lot more laughter than it's bringing out anything uncomfortable, you know.
And I don't think it's appropriate for little kids.
Sorry if this is actually really bothering people. I'm just trying to make a laugh.
I think when I saw the display, it's not so absolutely graphic as to what it's suggesting.
Is it an outline?
Sort of, yeah. Okay. It's sort of. It's not photorealistic. These people that
this
are
is
really
the Frank of the bean.
No. So is
Mike. There are Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
So
Franks and beans. Hi, Ted.
Anyone who's really bothered by it is looking to be bothered by it. That's the impression I get.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
If you're a little kid, you don't know that's a penis.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Could be a rocket.
You're a little kid.
Could be a rocket.
It's just, I don't know. I don't get it.
I certainly saw more awkward things at the Christmas party last
mushroom.
Night. Yeah, it could have been a mushroom. Could have been a sword.
Mm?
Maybe she's a Game of Thrones gal. Yeah. Who knows? Mike, happy National Ding-a-ling Day.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
What?
Bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling.
So do you know what National Ding-a-ling Day is? It doesn't have to do with the last story.
It doesn't have to do with the roof?
No, this has to do with you're supposed to on Ding-a-ling Day call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. So you can renew an old friendship. I guess it's a holiday-oriented thing. So like you could call up like Chad Ram or something.
What does ding-a-ling have to do with that?
Because when you give someone a call, it's a ding-a-ling on the phone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who would be somebody you would call, Rob?
I would like to call A guy, you know who I would love to call, and I've actually tried to find him in the past, and I can't.
I knew this would be a tough question for
it's
him.
Not.
That's why I asked.
Jimmy the intern. Jimmy Kessel, that used to intern on the old show. I've lost track of him, even in this day of social media. I'd love to talk with him and see what he's up to.
Me too.
Really?
No.
No.
Oh.
He's not a fan, and I can tell you why.
No, I'm not a fan. I don't have any thoughts whatever.
Well, the last time we saw him is when we were at the Super Bowl in San Diego, and you asked him to show you around the town, and he was totally ill-prepared and unqualified, and you looked at me, and in under your breath, you said, God damn it, he lives here. Can he do this?
Yeah, it wasn't showing us the town. It was not showing us the town. It was driving us from point A to point B, which he was unsuccessful at, and he lived there.
That's right.
That's what it was. That's the real story. You see how the underlings changed the narrative on that? That's what happens. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't
I remember you were dissatisfied.
He got lost. Now you've reminded me he got lost in his own city.
His own town.
Well, I would like to talk to him. So if he's within the sound of my voice, send me an email.
Tell him I said hi. I have no malice to the guy whatsoever.
He was one of the better interns we ever had, I think.
Yes, he was. Jimmy, he was funny. He liked
very funny. Very
I remember
funny.
That well about him.
And he didn't have any pigment. He looked like powder. So, Mike, this is a Christmas video. We'll close with this. It's going viral. This is so funny because of the lady's reaction. The situation is this. She posted this on Facebook. She left a convenience store gas station, okay? And she saw a guy washing her windows. And she thought it was a lovely Christmas gesture. And she went up and gave the guy a big hug, only to realize he was washing his own windows. It wasn't her car. So she just went up to a stranger and hugged him and then immediately posted this video.
Christmas is so magical. I don't know what's going on in your day, but unless you are hugging strangers in a gas station parking lot, you're probably doing pretty good. Yes, Michelle, I walked away from his car and got in my car and just shut the door and pretended nothing happened. And he was left like that lady just hugged me and told me she loved humanity. But I'm pretty sure when he realized that my car was the same as his. He figured it out anyways. I gotta go. I'm gonna throw up.
She's gonna throw up. Oh, and Mike, I just want to remind you, 13 days.
See, he was gonna play it there. You were gonna play it there. Yes, you were.
No, do you want me to swear on my kid's life?
No.
I knew that you were gonna say I was gonna play it there.
You've been
in
trouble for the whole show today between the football picks and everything.
Hold on, listen.
I'm watching you.
Only 13 shopping days left.
13.
13 shopping days
left. You need to embrace something. You were wrong. I wasn't gonna play it, but I knew you were gonna say I was gonna play it.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you know that. That I know that's your magic audio vault, and have a great Thursday,
be careful.
Everybody.
I'll change the rules to the football game. I will.
That'll be fun.
No, I won't.
The new rule is Mike wins.
You're not a good poker player. You really aren't. But anyway,
you're like, please don't change the rules.
Don't need to play poker.
I might win.
All or nothing, like all our other games.
On the left,
would have been
the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is worth 500 games.
$30,000 to the winner of the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
No, the rule.
Paid off
the
in 30 years.
Stay the same as a before. We will take our leave now. And
good day.
Thank you.
Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Pony Boy Bloom, Matty Boy Mascow.
Whoa.
Matty.
Whoa, what is that?
No, Matty handled herself with an amazing amount of grace today.
A plum.
I think she should be saluted for that. I should stop talking now because the show is over. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, I lost the football pool. Bye, everybody.
So long, Matty Boy.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out.
Oh, fudge.